Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We have Antoinette Davis and Pip Mushin, who are here to talk about the show musical called Dogfight.
I hear that they fight all the time, these two. They walked in arguing with
constantly.
Each other.
Yeah. And this is the show that's on Chapel of Travel. Before we talk about the show itself, let's start off with a little bit of background on the two of you. And we'll start with you, Antoinette. How did you get started in the art? What have you done up till now, basically?
Up till now. So I started, I think I started how a lot of actors begin, which is when you're younger and you're dance lessons and your singing classes. And I actually started as a dancer and then I jumped ship into singing and acting and then found all three skills. So I discovered music theatre and went, what a better way.
Did you study it?
I did. I studied at Federation Uni.
Okay.
And I graduated back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And since then I've done a lot more independent works, which has been really fun because I've got to do lots of shows that you don't normally get to explore, lots of smaller shows, unknown shows. Yeah.
Okay. Pip, what about you? Where did you study?
That's a good question. I studied a little bit earlier than Antoinette, just a fraction older than she is, at Whopper, Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts, as an actor.
Neil's from Perth.
Nothing to do with Whopper, however.
Back in the day, I did the acting course there and I was an actor for a number of years before I moved into directing. Well, sort of both. A lot of my career I've spent sort of acting and directing, but then moved solely to directing probably last 10 or 15 years.
Why? Do you thought you were a crap actor and you thought you better move on?
No. but I did think that I was sort of like, I just found directing a lot more challenging. And that's, I found acting was, for me, a lot of actors are challenged by acting and maybe they take it very seriously, which you should as an actor, but it didn't sort of grab me to spend all that time, analysing and researching as an actor, because you can get away with not doing that. A lot of actors do, which is probably not a great thing, but I loved the challenge of directing and I love.
But we hear it so often that actors end up being directors and it's a natural progression, I guess. But then being the director, you've got twice as much work because you have to really have an insight totally into what's going on.
Yeah, and the work is, it's a lot of work as a director, but because like anything in life, when you're motivated and passionate about something, it doesn't feel like work. And not that I wasn't passionate about acting, but I just wasn't, just didn't approach acting in that way. And I enjoyed acting and still do it from time to time.
Yep.
But I just love that challenge of directing. Right. Yeah.
So tell us a bit, this award-winning musical that's called Dogfight. Now, the interesting thing is that more and more, like the musical used to be like Sound of Music or My Fair Lady or whatever. It really is moving into a lot more indie musicals these days, isn't it? And where did this one come from and why?
Well, you're right there, David. It's not your typical Broadway musical. So basically, Pasek and Paul, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who wrote the music to this, and
where are they from?
They're from New York. Well, they're in New York now. I'm not sure where they're originally from. But this is, I think, either their first or second musical. They went on to do Dear Evan Hansen, which was a big Broadway hit. And then the films The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman and La La Land.
Yep.
So, they're
great.
They're huge now. So this is one of their early pieces. And they're brilliant songwriters, And this is a really unusual, it's an unusual musical. It's based on the film, the 90s film called Dogfight, which is not a musical.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. That's what River Phoenix was.
River Phoenix, which is based on that. But it's a fascinating sort of like subject matter to choose for a musical. Basically the premise, and I'll try to run through it pretty quickly, is just about, it's about set in 1963 during the Vietnam War in San Francisco. A group of Marines are about to go off to fight the next day, and it's about how they spend, the whole musical is pretty much spent last night, and they embark on a pretty revolting misogynistic, chauvinistic tradition that the Marines allegedly did from time to time, which was they would go out looking for the least attractive girl they could find, put money in a kitty, bring them to a dance, and unbeknown to the girls, get somebody to judge on the level of attractiveness, and the least attractive, girl, that Marine would win the kitty.
Yep.
And out of this pretty revolting premise becomes a beautiful, heartfelt love story, which is what's amazing about it, because our lead characters, Eddie and Rose, Antoinette plays Rose, you know, find each other through that and grow through the night, and both in their own ways. And it's a really beautiful, it turns into this amazingly beautiful story.
It does, yeah.
And it, what drew you to it? You know, like you, did you have to go through a, how did you choose? Was it auditions or were there people you knew?
No, we auditioned. We did a lot of auditions.
We did. Yeah. It actually got extended, the audition process. So that was nice and a little bit stressful at times, because you kind of, you think you're going to know by a certain time and it's pushed out a bit. But that's okay. You jump through a few more hoops. So it was.
And so did you read it before you went to the auditions, or did you?
I've actually done the show before. Oh. I did it in an amateur production pre-COVID, where I actually played a different character in the show. So I knew the show. I've done the show. So it's nice to kind of jump into a different role and see it from a different perspective. Yeah.
Well, and how do you feel about, did you think that you might get cast in the same role? Did Pip, did you know that she'd done it before?
We did, because it was on her CV that she played.
I didn't take it off.
She's a bit of a giveaway, that one.
But I sort of didn't, like, I try not to look too much at CVs and what they've done when people audition, because then you can sort of, like, you know, there can be a bit of confirmation bias and that sort of thing creeps into your mind, and you just want to see what's in front of you. But like Antoinette said, we really made it clear, and I discussed this with Andrew Joper, the producer, quite a lot, that, you know, we weren't going to compromise on quality of talent. And if we didn't find the level we wanted, we would keep auditioning, which we ended up extending auditions, like Antoinette says, into the rehearsal period. We missed a week of rehearsal because we hadn't cast the show. But Antoinette, you know, I mean, there were some great candidates, but Antoinette was a standout, so it wasn't hard.
Oh, that's nice. But a good challenge for you, taking on a different role, especially considering you know that.
Yeah.
Knew that role from the last time around.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I actually know Dogfight because actor who originated the role, Lindsay Mendez, I always got told I looked like her or similar to her. And so as an actor, I was always taught you kind of follow people who have similar casting types to see what they've done, gives you a good idea on what you should be kind of looking at, maybe putting your feelers out for. And but when I heard Dogfight the first time, it's such a beautiful score. Horrible premise, but beautiful score. And
How does it feel being a woman and knowing what it's about? You know, is that hard?
It is, especially the way, you know, the world we live in now. It's not perfect, but it's better, I think. So it's so hard to think that it was like that, and you couldn't do anything about it. Whereas now, if someone tried to do that, there'd be it'd be a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It does play with your mind a little too. Yeah, like, I have to be honest, I do have moments where I have to kind of be like, oh, no, it's not you. It's a character and it's a show and it's not about you.
And what were the audience reaction like the last time you did it? You know, like afterwards, what were they saying? How were they feeling?
Well, I think it's a great show because it does challenge that, like, the whole misogynistic and even the idea of war and the premise of war is big in this one, obviously. Mm. Well, not obviously. We didn't mention it was set around the Vietnam War, I don't think, really.
Yeah, we did.
We did? Okay. but yeah, so it's well received because the story, I think, blossoms into this sort of love story.
Is there a lot of, you know, like, awkward moving in the audience, like, in the first 10, 15 minutes?
Lots of awkward laughter, especially when the actual event is happening, what they call the dogfight is actually happening. Mm. Lots of audiences don't know how to take it.
Pip, had you seen it before?
No, never, never. Right. It's rarely done. In fact, the production Antoinette did, I don't know when you did it.
2019.
But, you know, would have been one of the very few productions. And it's interesting, you know, like, there are these musicals that are sort of not, they're not Chicago and they're not Chorus Line. They're not your big sort of Broadway numbers that sort of are done repeatedly both in the professional and amateur worlds. Mm. They're these smaller sort of independent musicals. Mm. And I'm sort of surprised Dogfight's not done more, because the score is quite commercial and the story is relatively commercial too.
Well, but it's not though. I think it would put a lot of
The premise, you mean? Yeah. But the score itself, the musical score is quite commercial. But
people to be aware of that.
Yeah,
so trying to tell people about the storyline and make it sound enticing be a little challenging.
It's hard. Yeah.
Just to assure them that you're not just going to watch some misogynistic musical is very difficult.
Even on a more independent, you know, I understand why it's not done commercially, and there's a lot of great musicals that aren't done commercially a lot, because, you know, you've got to attract a huge audience for those things. Mm. But even just in the independent world or the amateur world, I'm surprised not done more because it's a great piece. It really is. Really strong, and it's very entertaining once you get past the bad stuff.
Yeah, I'm very interested to hear the music because you keep on bringing that up about the music.
We should play. We should add something to this playlist.
Yeah, we should.
Before it's over, you can sing live in the studio. She's got a stunning voice.
There you go. Yeah. From the director. How many's in the cast?
Ooh. Hang on. Six.
Well, hold on, Pip. You should know that off the top of your head.
I should know that. I did an 13? Interview the other day on TV and they asked, and I didn't know the answer to that.
It's 13.
It's something like that.
Because I think there's six male presenting cast, six female presenting cast, and then our sergeant.
There's more than six. There's the six Marines. And there's
Ryan. So
and Andrew.
Yeah, so 14.
Hey, hold on. How long have you been doing this? And the music, how's the music delivered?
Yeah, it's a mixture really, isn't it?
It is.
You know, there's not, like I said, it's not Chorus Line of Chicago, so there's not these big song and dance numbers, but there's a few production numbers that requires different sort of unique and original choreography, and they're up-tempo and they're pretty and they're pretty vibey.
And musicians?
But then there's ballads that are stunning. There's stunning ballads.
There's actually a lot more, solo numbers in this show and a few duets, but it's not structured the way typical musical is structured.
And musicians, how many?
Seven we've got to...
Wow, that's...
That I know. Because we had to fit them under the set.
Oh, yeah. It's a big cast and, music-wise as well. Wow.
Yeah.
And we're on at Chapel Off Chapel in the theatre there, so it's a great space for it. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. And when does it open?
November 10th we open.
Right.
I think 9th is a preview.
I've got 9th down here, so probably...
Yeah, 9th is a preview, opening 9 on the 10th.
And 26th?
26th is closing.
Yep. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is it again?
Chapel Off Chapel. And down in Pran.
We know it very well. Yeah. And what's it called?
It's called Dogfight the Musical. And, you better hurry up and get your tickets now.
Right, exactly. And award-winning.
Yeah.
A musical as well, I noticed. That always means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. I think it won... I don't know what it won, but there's a whole list. If you go to Wikipedia and you look at Dogfight the Musical, there's a whole list of various things that it's won over a period of time.
It was very highly
brilliant.
Received,
Well, looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Antoinette Davis and Pip Rushen here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.